Let's speak to just one of the 150,000. We've spoken to James Ward many times before, normally based here in West Yorkshire. He's our technology expert right now. You're stuck in Thailand, James. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. It's lovely to hear a familiar voice.
Well, dear, poor thing. What's the situation with you then? Just tell us where you are, and presumably it was a holiday, was it?
Yeah, it was. We had 2 weeks, a week in Cambodia and then back in Bangkok, in Thailand for a week. And we're down the coast, about 3 hours south of Bangkok, in a resort called Hue Hin. And we'd returned to Bangkok on Friday, expecting a flight home on Saturday, but that got cancelled. So we rebooked for tomorrow night, and we came back down to Hue Hin to wait for the flight. But I'm not optimistic about... I've just been watching the news now, and I'm not optimistic that that flight's going to go either.
What sort of information have you been given about what's happening, particularly from the Foreign Office?
Poor information, to be honest. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody objects to the travel problems, because, of course, it's a natural disaster and nobody could have seen it. But the information that I'm able to get is... Well, most of it's coming from the BBC World Service. The Foreign Office said on their website that you should call the local embassy, which I did this morning, and they were perplexed as to why I would have bothered, because they said there's nothing we can do. Contact your airline. Air France, who we're booked with, they haven't updated their website since Saturday, and they haven't posted anything on Twitter since Friday. So we're just kind of left, you know, that they have a flight status checker, which we're checking regularly, but that's kind of it.
Now, you are a freelancer, so in other words, no work, no pay. How is this going to affect your income, given that the holiday should have ended by now?
I had a really busy week planned this week. I've got projects to finish off. I've got work for clients to complete. I just hope they understand. I'm sure they will. But yeah, obviously, you know, no work, no pay.
How will you cope financially? Because Georgie and I have been joking that how many of us have been on holiday and said, oh, if only something went wrong now, we could have another week. The reality is accommodation's running out, hire cars are running out, money's running out because you're coming to the end of a holiday. What's the reality of that holiday dream been like?
Well, I mean, I don't want to complain, because I know there are people a lot worse off. You know, people are stuck in airports, trying to sleep on, you know, in airport lounges. You know, we're in a very comfortable hotel. We've got credit cards, you know, we're not going hungry. It would be useful to know whether or not the airlines are going to compensate, well, not compensate us, but reimburse us for our expenses here. But again, they've given no information about that either. But yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm in a lucky position, luckier than many.
It's interesting because, of course, travel insurance often has that phrase about acts of God, and there is nothing more an act of God than a volcano going off. If you're in Europe, you do automatically get your flight reimbursed. It's those wider expenses, as you say, that have a question mark about them. Let's just pick up on one other thing, though, James. You're in Thailand. Not a great time to be in Thailand, because I was listening to the BBC News as I was getting up this morning, hearing that hundreds of Thai army troops have moved into Bangkok's business district to stop it being taken over by anti-government protesters. You probably heard about this listening to our conversation with James Ward in Thailand this morning. The red shirts have been camped out for weeks in a shopping district nearby, calling for the Prime Minister to step down. Have you seen much of that sort of tension and trouble in Thailand, James?
Well, there's actually three groups campaigning out. There's the red shirts, who are loyal to a guy called Thaksin, who's currently exiled, and they want the government to dissolve Parliament's call an election. Then there's the yellow shirts, who had a kind of similar process about a year ago when they overthrew the government at the time. They took over the Air Force. So they're now threatening if the government doesn't do something about the red shirts, they're going to move in and do something about it. And there's now a third group who will call themselves No Colour, who just want everybody to kind of stop this battle and, you know, kind of get Thailand working again. And the Bangkok Post this morning in their editorial, you know, they're just calling for everybody to just kind of calm down, start talking and resolve this, because what nobody wants is martial law to be imposed again.
But you personally have not felt in any danger the holiday had up until the flight problems continued as normal, had it?
It did. I mean, we did see the one of the demonstrations by this group called themselves the No Colours, and as we were travelling the SkyTrain the other day above this main intersection, Rajprasong intersection, we did see massive encampments of the red shirts. I think after that awful violence the Saturday before last, there seems to have been... I think that shocked everybody here. There's been a real sense that, gosh, what happened there? You know, it's things went too far. I think people think the government botched their attempt to end the demonstrations. They feel that the red shirts went too far as well. And I think there's been a kind of uneasy truce in existence ever